Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. And today, before we get started, we want to invite you out to our fifth annual car show being held over at Crow Transportation in Elizabethtown next Saturday, October the 3rd. It's a great opportunity to bring your family. Admission is free, and we'd love to see you there if it's at all possible. You know, we're in the middle of a series entitled What's Happening to My Teen? And we've been looking at an overview of the seven key transitions during those wonder years of adolescence. And, you know, we've talked about some of the physical changes, some of the social changes. And of course, if you've missed any of those, you're welcome to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and have a listen to them. So, Bruce, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, Cap, we're going to look a little bit about how our kids are going to change the way they think, the intellectual changes that are taking place in the life of your tweener. You know, they're moving from being solely concrete thinkers, black and white thinkers, to the ability of handling abstract thoughts. They're moving from dealing with the simple to the complex and the hypothetical. And I don't know about you, but one of the greatest frustrations I had when I was parenting my boys through teenage years was looking at what appeared to be adults, big bodies, and yet they were still thinking as a child. And it's because their brain development can be a little behind their physical development, and they're just not thinking like adults yet.
Well, that explains a lot, Bruce.
Yeah, it should. It should.
So what does that look like?
Well, probably one of the easiest ways to illustrate this is, you know, when your kids are black and white thinkers, concrete thinkers, if you ask them, which weighs more, a pound of feathers or a pound of corn, and you show them a really big pile of feathers and a smaller pile of corn, which one will the child say weighs more?
The big pile of feathers.
That's right, because it looks to be a whole lot more, and they're not capable of hypothesizing that a pound of feathers equals the pound of corn.
Well, I guess they are mostly black and white thinkers, tend to be a little bit more concrete. So what happens during these years?
Well, now they begin to understand that a pound is a pound, no matter how big or small that pile of substance appears to be.
But why is this important?
Well, it's important because they're going to begin to question things now. Their moral development is going to come into play here. Their faith development is going to come into play, and we'll talk about those in some weeks ahead. But they're going to start questioning lots of things.
Well, what can we as parents do to help them?
Well, first thing we need to do is we need to welcome their questions and to engage them in adult conversation, help them through this process of learning how to think. But we need to be patient. This isn't a light switch. It's not like they're going to wake up one day and be thinking like Einstein, you know. we need to help them to begin to think and ask them questions. So, for example, when your son or daughter comes to you and says, Dad, can I go to this party with these friends? You might say, instead of just giving your answer, which would be concrete, which you're used to giving them, is say, well, let me ask you a question. If you were a father of a teenage kid, would you let your kid go to this party and see what they answer?
So if they're not concrete thinkers, they're probably more likely to understand more or less where you're going with that.
Exactly. And you're going to help them see from an adult perspective why you're making the decisions you're making, and they're going to be able to begin to think and experience through that whole process.
Well, Bruce, I wish we had more time to go into this. It's certainly a lot of good information that I think it's important for us to know. For those of you who would like to learn more about what we're talking about, what's happening to your tweener, and even if you're not a parent of a teenager,
that's right,
it's good information that would be helpful in helping you to be more proactive as a parent, giving you the tools necessary as your child becomes a teenager to be able to know more or less what to do in some of these changes that are occurring. Please feel free to join us October the 31st at a seminar called What's Happening to My Teen at Community Bible Church in Marietta.
It's a Saturday.
And, it's a Saturday, it's correct. It'll probably be from 9 to 12. We want to invite you out to that. And you can go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and feel free to register there. What's on tap for next week, Bruce?
Well, we're going to look at the emotional changes that take place. We had non-moody kids, now we have moody ones. So we'll see how that works and how we can parent through them. But until that time, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.